I mean, me and Cliff just had that communication, that honesty. We're able to go in, his office and say, "Hey, I don't like this," and he's here for it. He wants to put us in the best spot.
It's great to hear. That's Jaden Daniels. We had another fantastic game. We'll go through the motions. Jaden Graydon. Got to give him an A+. I mean, as impressive as he was on Monday Night Football, and he had a more of a signature play with the touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin, he's equally as impressive in this game. And as EB said, it looks so effortless. He's so calm, poised. Got 4 incompletions.
Yep.
He did have an interception. Big deal. They're scoring over 30 points a game. A+.
How many passes has he attempted
for the year?
Double check it. Something? He has, 106 attempts.
So if you throw the one every 106, I'm good with it.
87 completions on 106 attempts. Meanwhile, Caleb Williams, the same number of completions on 141 attempts. 61.7%.
Well,
yeah, 82%, 82.1% completion percentage. Yep.
Which, I mean, he gets an A++. I mean, I don't see how you could grade him anything different. He leads his team to a 40-plus point performance. He turns the ball over once. All right, maybe take one of the pluses off. A+. Road win. The offense is humming on all cylinders at this point.
I mean, they've scored 80 points the last 2 weeks.
Right. I mean, how do you not grade an
A+? Both on the road.
Yeah. And he's a rookie. He's a rookie. This is his fourth game.
Are we seriously supposed to be grading him right now? Is that what we're supposed to be doing?
Yeah, we're going.
It's a branded segment, EB.
Those motions.
No one's going to give him less than that.
Yeah, I mean, he gets an A+. I mean, I don't have a problem with anything.
He's currently the number 2 fantasy football quarterback. Also, I know that you don't care about fantasy, but
yeah, I mean, it's nothing to me. But I just know that when he is under center, we tend to score points.
Every time. You know, the first 2 weeks when EB had Cliff Kingsbury on probation, it was a lot of sideways passing until really the second half of the second game. Now you're seeing him throw on rollouts, deep shots,
on the run,
darts. That last pass, the touchdown to Terry McLaurin, was great, but it was preceded by a really good pass to Luke McCaffrey as well.
Great pass.
Which was a laser.
Was that the one where he was just like kind of...
I thought he was going to score on that.
Off platform kind of, and just ripped it
over
the middle. I mean, that was an unbelievable throw. I don't know.
When they do the play action...
I don't have much to criticize.
When they do the play action rollout, he's so hard to defend because you can't just defend him with one guy. Because you're not getting them with just one guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And on those rollouts, it's usually that outside linebacker, maybe a safety comes up.
I'm telling you, I'm waiting for him, just like Derrick Henry last night.
Yeah. But
I'm waiting for that 80-yard run, because it's coming.
He doesn't even have a 20-plus yard run yet.
Yeah.
That's coming, too.
He's just, he literally is just gliding.
Yeah.
But he's going to get out there one time and see a hole, and he's going to be gone.
Now, just to give you the RG3 comparison, I just looked it up. The first four games for RG3. RG3 had thrown for more yards, 1,070 to Jaden Daniels, 897. Now, his completion percentage was only 69% to Jaden's 82.1%. Both of them with one pick. RG3 had more touchdown passes. He had 4. RG3 actually had more rushing yards and equally had 4 touchdowns rushing. So we have seen this before from RG3.
I'm tired of the RG3 comparisons. That was 12 years ago. The world was different. I'm tired of it. It's done.
Also, he doesn't have the skill set that this kid has.
Couldn't care less about Robert Griffin III.
Totally different personalities. And I'd say arguably fairly different skill set.
That might as well have happened when cavemen were roaming the earth. Yeah. Whenever that was.
Yeah.
However many years ago that was.
I think he's answered all the questions about people saying, you know, he can't throw over the middle. All he went through was go routes in college. I think all that stuff, it's already in 4 games. Right. He's erased all that.
And they're going to run him 8 to 10 times per game.
Yes.
That is central to the game plan.
Half of those will be designed.
Yeah. He's clearly learning. He's rolling out now and keeping his eyes downfield. He's sliding when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
So he's not taking those crunchers. Those Johnny Knoxville-like hits that he was taking in college and in the first couple of weeks.
Looks comfortable in the pocket.
He looks so comfortable.
There was that pressure-to-sack ratio question about him.
Yes.
So far, that hasn't reared its ugly head.
Now, I think he wiggled his way out of a sack or two yesterday. For sure, I thought he was bottled up, but got out of it. So he's going to get sacked.
This is the stat we should never talk about or acknowledge, the quarterback rating stat. Mm-hmm. It's the dumbest stat of all time. Kyler Murray had a higher quarterback rating than Jaden yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's a flawed QBR system.
No, QBR is the one you should look at. Yeah. Quarterback rating, they should literally toss it out.
I don't know what they're doing.
Because that's just based on interceptions, touchdowns. That's like the old school method.
Yeah.
Touchdowns, I mean, Jaden had more.
Right. Oh, and by the way, he's also...
It's so stupid.
For all those people who...
I know, but Kyler didn't have an interception.
Right, but he got sacked four times.
Right.
I know. I'm saying that's why that...
It's stupid. It's dumb. You can defend it. It's stupid.
Jason, did you hear Raheem Morris yesterday in his post-game presser say stats are for losers?
Yeah. Well, I tried to understand him. He's the fastest talker in the country.
Right.
Raheem Morris. I could barely understand him, but he's correct.
That's another Kirky comeback.
Well, it wasn't on Kirk. It was the defense scored twice. They didn't even score an offensive touchdown in the game.
But he technically had a game-winning drive.
Okay, whatever. By the way, for all the people who are like, Jaden Daniels doesn't throw the ball downfield far enough. 8.5 yards per attempt, tied for third in the league. So those people can have it shoved right in their stupid faces.
As far as I'm concerned, he's answered all the questions.
Yeah.
Now, it will be interesting because the league will adjust. I don't know what they'll come up with.
Right.
But we'll see. I mean, Todd Bowles dialed up a pretty good defense against us. You know, I would think other teams would.
Okay, but that was his rookie debut.
Yeah.
You'll have a test with Myles Garrett this week.
There'll be some teams that play them better, of course. It'll happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Arizona sucked against the run. They allowed 6 yards of carry yesterday. Yep. I mean,
but all of this worry about who's going to be the number two guy, again, it's kind of by committee. Those guys could fill roles. And clearly, Cliff Kingsbury could scheme guys open.
He's shown the ability to do that.
And
yes.
Jaden has the ability.
We tried to tell you that.
Jaden has the ability to go through his progressions. Right. And I don't know how many times they said, yeah, that was his third read.
And Adam Peters has found fringe guys to fill in when guys go down, like Eckler. Like Jeremy McNichols steps in, he performs.
Yeah.
Oz hasn't done much in his career for the most part, gets an opportunity, performs.
I think it was his second best day as a pro for Oz.
Great for him.
Yeah, and I think McNichols had more touchdowns than he's had in any other season.
Yeah.
Let's go to...
You think Ron would have found those guys? You think Ron and his bunch of cronies, all the Marty's, would have found those guys?
He picked up somebody he had in Carolina 7 years ago.
I don't think so. Pretty sure he's not finding those guys.
Let's go to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up, buddy?
What I think is most impressive is you basically just stole my thunder on the last little discussion, is the evolution and how he's learning. Look at this. He's starting to slide more now. Mm-hmm. He's, like you said, going out of bounds. And even on the interception, at the interview after the game, he acknowledged that he forced it, maybe a little overconfident by 3 weeks of no interceptions, and that it was a bad execution. It wasn't a bad read. It wasn't a bad decision. It was a bad execution, and he acknowledged it. And he is learning so fast. And the good news is, I think, as the defenses adjust to him, because he's a real quarterback, and as the Skins get better offensive linemen, and a true number one receiver. Sorry, Terry. I love you. And things like that. As they adjust, he'll be able to step back into performing like a stereotypical quarterback who can run, like the Lamars, like the Mahomes, and things like that of the league. Very more impressive, I think, than the wins and the stats right now is his ability to evolve.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
He's taking a lot of strides in just 4 weeks.
Again, his calmness under pressure is just incredible. It's really incredible. And then he also he's just so humble. I don't know, man. I'm just not used to it.
He might be a perfect person.
I thought Terry McLaurin was a perfect guy. He might be right there with him.
Hoobastank wasn't singing about Jaden Daniels. Because they were talking about a non-perfect person.
Yeah.
He might be a perfect person.
You couldn't ask for a better guy to lead your franchise. Now I understand why.
Maybe I'm the only one on the planet. I'm not following the Kubistank reference.
I'm not a perfect person. I mean, their biggest hit. Everybody knows that. The reason their biggest hit ever.
You've heard it.
Come on, Jamie.
I have heard that, but I think it's somewhat obscure.
I mean, it's very mainstream. What are we talking
about? All right, later in the show, we got our pal Doc Walker. Get on your canine alert. Doc Walker's going to join us coming up at 7:20.
John Kime
covers the Commanders for ESPN.com at 8:20 here on a Victory Monday on The Fan, presented by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.